We are back on the Kobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, brought to you by Kobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent. Well, good evening, everybody. I'm Rocco Nucci, joined alongside by the one and only Tom Evans. You may remember him from the Wrestling Coaches Preview Show back at the Brew Kettle in Amherst a couple of weeks ago. And, well, heck, Tom, we drag you in just about anything we feel like here at WEOL. Thanks for joining me here for the wrestling show, as you will for most weeks throughout the wrestling season. I'm excited to get this thing started.
Hey, you got me all cranked up. Start with a little Back in Black for a little lead-in music. We're ready to go. Yeah, excited to talk about some high school wrestling here in Lorain County.
Yeah, no question. A lot of good teams, as we found out again back at that coaches show at the Brew Kettle. Lots of young up-and-coming faces, and of course the familiar faces that have dominated in our county for so many years now. A lot of seniors, looking to leave their mark on their respective programs. And I really got started at this Kobos Insurance Classic over there at Avon Lake a couple of weekends ago. So I do want to dive into that here with you, Tom, as Avon was crowned the champions of that event. A big, big time win for Coach Jeremy Johnson and his team. We're trying to hear from Coach Johnson here on the show, if we can get him to get back to us. So still hoping to catch up with Coach Johnson here on the program. But if not, no worries. We will dive right into what happened there at the Kobos, and we'll get into some of the different individual and team results. So, Tom, bottle up that energy for just one more commercial break, because on the other side, we're going to dive right into things, get into that Kobos Classic, talk about what happened, and much, much more coming your way next, right here on the Kobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, brought to you by Kobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent. We're on AM 930, 100.3 FM, and Tom Evans, you can listen online anytime
at WEOL.com.
And you are locked right back in to the Kobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, brought to you by Kobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent. Rocco Nucci, Tom Evans here with you as we continue to talk local Lorain County High School wrestling here. Unfortunately, we will not be joined by Avon head wrestling coach Jeremy Johnson, as, Tom, we know this. Like, these high school coaches, you being very, very involved, obviously, in the high school scene, you guys get busy. You guys get busy when you got to keep track of both yourself and the kids over there. So easier said than done, that's for sure. But I do want to talk about this Kobos Insurance Center Wrestling Classic that kind of didn't necessarily open up the season technically, but it kind of does in a sense as well, because you get a nice big collection of Lorain County schools. Would you say, Tom, seven were here at the Kobos over there at Avon Lake? So a lot to break down here, but I wanted to start first and foremost with the champions of this whole event, and that would be the Avon Eagles, coached by Jeremy Johnson. And they had two champions in this one, Tom. They had Ty Doherty in the 132-pound division, and in the 190-pound division, they had a winner there as well in Josh Sublette. So two guys right there that really sort of carried Avon to victory in this event.
Yeah, we knew coming into the season that Ty Doherty was one of the strengths of that Avon team coming back. Josh Sublette, coach, had talked very highly about him on the radio show, but they win this tournament with depth. They have two champions. The runner-up, Avon Lake, the host school, ends up with four champions. So Avon does it with a lot of guys placing in a lot of weight classes, so that's a good sign for Coach Johnson as he's getting the season going over at Avon right now.
So is that where a numbers game can really help your program, Tom? Because like you mentioned, Avon Lake, they do get four champions throughout this event, but yet the numbers and just the amount of placers that Avon had seem to have carried them as far as the points go.
Absolutely. They're scoring in almost every weight class throughout the tournament is a big deal for you. And even some of those kids that come in on the sixth place mat, that they get a couple pins for you, they pick up some bonus points. Those all help along the way. They won the tournament by 7.5 points with 329 and 321.5 to Avon Lake. So that's a very slim margin with a lot of matches wrestled over 2 days. So that's some kids getting a little bit extra, getting some extra out of some kids.
Would you consider this an upset of sorts for the Avon wrestling team? Is this an event that they expect to go in and win, or is this kind of maybe a pleasant surprise for Coach Johnson's team?
Well, I think Coach Johnson was pretty confident with what his team had coming out of the blocks, and I think they expected to be near the top of this tournament looking down the road. He didn't come out and say that at the preview show, but I get the feel from Coach Johnson. He's got some confidence in his team. Graduated a lot of pretty talented kids, but he talked about the depth in their program. program, and I was going to take a little bit of time to get some guys in the weight classes, but a very, very strong showing for him in week one.
Well, they waste no time over there at Avon, do they? Going from football success to the wrestling success. I mean, they just keep it moving over there in Eagle territory. So hats off to Avon again. They get the victory at the Cobos. And in second place, was the host, Avon Lake. And again, four champions here for the Shoremen. Just looking at the results here, a very, very impressive showing from them, Tom.
Absolutely. Nate Perry, a champ at 126. The Marconi brothers, Jack and Joe, went in at 150, 157, and at 215, Clay Broadhurst. And a very, very strong showing for the Shoremen. You know, that's their host tournament. They really would have wanted to come away with that championship trophy. It's a little bit tougher when you lose to your rival down the road, too. Overall, I got to believe that Coach Sedlak has to be very happy with that start.
I would say so. And boy, those Marconi brothers, huh? That's an intimidating pair right there. The two champions from the 157 and the 150, Jack and Joe, respectively, there. Love the last name in there as well. Marconi. Absolutely. Absolutely. My Italian brothers. So moving right along here in third place, it was St. Ed's. Now, you know, St. Ed's not a team we talk about necessarily a lot here in Lorain County because they're not in Lorain County, but we certainly see them often with our Lorain County teams playing St. Ed's. And interesting here that Avon and Avon Lake were able to kind of top them, although, as you said, Tom, maybe not the best of the best from St. Ed's were here at this event.
Yeah, that St. Ed's usually fields two or three teams. They'll field a green, a white, and a gold team, and I'm not sure which team they sent over. I don't think that wasn't their first squad that they sent over to Avon Lake, but still some pretty capable wrestlers over there as well.
And another team that caught my eye here was Amherst coming in fourth place. Just kind of a couple of different names here for the Comets. Again, not necessarily where I would have expected them to finish in this event, but I think that's a program moving in the right direction.
Well, Bill Walker filling in for Coach Curiali as he's out a little banged up right now, but finishing fourth with no champs. So that means, again, a lot of placers, a lot of kids scoring points for him. We talked on the preview show about some kids filling in different spots, and Coach Walker was coming back to the program after being their head coach for a long, long time, and I think that he's still kind of feeling that team out, trying to see where they're going to settle in at, but that's a really bright start for this Amherst Steel.
And here's a name that caught my eye plenty throughout last season, Tom, and not really a big surprise to see him get an early win here at the Cobos, Jeremiah McKee at Wellington. I mean, that kid can seriously do some stuff on the mat.
Well, the Wellington's grinders. Those kids are just grinders. I see them in the sectionals in the districts, and some of the kids a little bit east of here don't necessarily see them, but they all know that when you're on the mat with a Wellington kid, you're going to have to go through 6 minutes of everything that you have because they just keep coming at you. There's no quit. And McKee, he personifies that team spirit over there it's not real flashy, but in the end, he's getting his hand raised almost every time. So a good start for the Dukes, too.
Yeah. I think that's a perfect representation of their program right there. They're gritty, they're tough, and you know when you're wrestling against a Duke is they play sixth here at the Cobos. And finally, Tom, just to kind of round out maybe our conversation about the Cobos, as we had Keystone finishing seventh in here as well. Vermilion came in at ninth. I want to look at Elyria Catholic, and I don't want to beat them up here by any means as far as their total points went at the Cobos, because I know, you know, with a small team, they didn't score incredibly high by any stretch of the imagination. But I'm curious, Tom, your thoughts on this. How important are events in tournaments like this for a young up-and-coming program that's just sort of putting pieces together and getting their legs underneath them? How important is this kind of experience for them, even if they don't finish super well?
Well, it's huge. It's huge to get some matches under their belt. They're just returning to wrestling. Elyria Catholic was without wrestling for two, maybe 3 years. Coach Bubka came back and took over the program. They got a champ in Jonathan Norwood. He said he had six or so kids out. They're going to use that to build a core off of Coach Fox. The football coach has been very, very supportive. That will pay dividends in the future for him as those coaches work together and they see the benefits of wrestling and football and how well they work together. But a good start, good matches under your belt with some county schools, good start for the Panthers.
Yeah, I know, talking with Coach Budka back at the Brew Kettle, it was certainly, you know, work to do. He was very honest with us about that, right? Lots of work to do with that program, trying to put some things together, getting it back this year. But I again, with events like this lined up for the Panthers wrestling team, I think that's a program in pretty good shape moving forward. So I'll kind of put you on the spot here, Tom. Is there anything else from the Cobos or anything else in this past week that really caught your eye from around the area?
Well, Keystone comes with two champs, the Green Brothers, Tristan and Cody. You know, we knew Tristan and had a great summer out at Fargo at 144. His older brother Cody at 165. So Keystone solid in a couple weight classes. I think probably lacking a little bit of depth right now. Probably not filling all the weight classes, but we know that come tournament time that the Green brothers will be there, as Coach Von Driska will have several other kids ready for him. The nice thing about the Cobos, 14 weight classes, 10 titles taken home by county schools. So Real nice start for Lorain County Schools out at the Cobos.
Yeah, that is a great event to kind of kickstart the wrestling season here in Lorain County. And again, a really good opportunity for a number of local teams to become maybe even more familiar with each other as they duked it out there at the Cobos at Avon Lake. So again, hands off to Avon for winning it from a team perspective, and congratulations to the individual weight class winners as well for getting off to a nice strong start in their 2021-2022 wrestling season. So we'll step aside, take another quick break. We'll get some finishing thoughts here on the program as we return with the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent. We're on AM 930, 100.3 FM, and Tom Evans, we are online
at WEOL.com.
Putting some finishing touches on the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent. Rocco Nucci, Tom Evans here with you again, wrapping up the show. Unfortunately, we're not able to catch up with Avon head coach Jeremy Johnson, but Tom, something tells me we'll be hearing from Coach Johnson at some point or another throughout this season. So no worries at all, Coach. We just appreciate any time that you are able to give us later on in this season. So moving right in again to some final thoughts here on the show. There were a couple of results outside of the Cobos that we didn't hit on, namely that Ironman tournament down at Walsh Jesuit High School, my old stomping grounds down there. Go Warriors! But that Ironman, whew, I mean, you know, the who's who really comes out to this thing, Tom, as I became very familiar with that tournament, again, being a WJ alum. So how did our local teams fare down there at the Ironman?
Well, without question, one of the top tournaments in the nation, 98 different schools represented at the Ironman out at Walsh. Elyria from Lorain County traveled out there. I think they took about 8 kids over there, came away in 34th place, a very respectable showing. Peyton Fenton finished in sixth at 120. Nate Burnett finished in fourth at 138. Real good showing for the Pioneers over at the Ironman tournament.
Ooh, that's got to be kind of intimidating. I mean, when 90-plus teams in there, and I mean, I've seen photos of the gym. I mean, it's packed. I mean, it is packed in there. Kids are screaming, parents screaming, hollering, yelling. I mean, whew, what an environment. What a way to get kids exposed to some big-time wrestling down there at the Ironman. That's pretty cool.
They do the preliminary rounds in a couple different gyms because they're spread out all over there. With 98 schools represented there, and there's no place to hide there. There's no gimmies in the first round. There's no easy wrestleback matches. Everybody's sending their A-game kids, and these are a lot of, you know, Peyton and Nate both do a lot of summer wrestling. Second week of the season, this is a big-time tournament to come out of the blocks with.
Well, good for the Pioneers for getting that valuable experience down there at the Ironman. And, Tom, we also had a couple of Lorain County League teams with some individual winners in this past week as well.
Yeah, Brookside went over to the Alpiner Memorial at Cuyahoga Heights. Carson Nail came away with a championship at 190 pounds. Clearview traveled over to Cleveland Central Catholic for the Dean Kinley Memorial Tournament. Josiah Longo won a championship at 132 pounds. And Columbia attended the North Coast Classic over in Independence. A defending state placer, Cole Schulke, came away with the championship over there. They finished in 15th as a team. Nice showing by the Raiders over at North Coast.
Boy, if I had a dollar for every time myself and Sean Bennett, my co-host last year, had said Cole Schulke on the show, we both would have been pretty wealthy by the end of the year. That kid certainly knows how to wrestle, no question about it. And also on the girls' side of things, I remember we talked about girl wrestling quite a bit over back at that coach's preview show at the Brew Kettle in Amherst, and we had some female winners in this past week as well.
Well, a lot of all-girl tournaments popped up, and Riley Banyas from Elyria has had a great couple seasons. She went over to Madison, all-girls tournament over there, finished with 4 pins, tournament champion, 105 pounds, so nice weekend for Riley over at Madison.
Well, congratulations certainly there go to Riley. So fantastic stuff from some other events outside of that Cobos in this past week. So, Tom, we can wrap things up by talking about what's coming up this week, heading into this weekend. What do we got to look out for?
Vermilion hosts their annual duels tournament. Vermilion will be there, and Midview will head over there as well. Defense Soap, which is a national firm, actually right out of the Buckeye area, has those super duels in Columbia and Clearview. Will head down there. North Ridgeville and Amherst head over to Hudson's Tournament, an annual tournament. Tournament's been running for about 30 years. In Elyria's heading east. They're heading out to the Beast of the East over on the East Coast, and they don't take a break at all. You know, Elyria wrestles in three of the probably the top five tournaments in the state of Ohio, all in the month of December. So Coach Burnett has got them out of the blocks, and they're seeing the best competition in the country.
Now, I don't want you to speak for Coach Burnett, but gosh, I mean, wouldn't you ever think, like, you get some fear over early season fatigue with that kind of competition, or is that just kind of what they do over there at Elyria? That's the expectations, and you just got to get through it.
Well, I think the kids that Eric sends to these tournaments are kids that have wrestled all summer, so while you and I are sitting here talking about early season tournaments the month of December, the reality is that these wrestlers wrestled at Fargo. They were wrestling during the summer. They wrestled through the fall. Yeah. A lot of open mat, a lot of getting ready. So they're not. These aren't the football kids coming out of a state playoff run over at Avon that are just kind of whipping into shape right now. Eric won't send them if they're not ready.
Right, right. Very good point. Very good point. All right, so there's a couple different events to look out for. Again, heading in to the weekend here in Lorain County with our Lorain County schools. So, Tom, I tell you what, man. Again, we've talked about it a couple of times back at the Brew Kettle, especially with the preview show. We talked about that C word, right? COVID, and how it really just hurt things last year. But we're off to a great start here in 2021. I mean, again, just from some of the different photos and the atmospheres that I've seen online, this is great. This is great to kind of have that energy back in the wrestling community.
Absolutely. Being back in the stands at these tournaments and fans being back, not just mom and dad in the tournament, and being able to run tournaments the way we run tournaments in the past, getting back to that. Very, very exciting. I think everybody, coaches and everybody involved in wrestling has taken a big, deep sigh of relief here that we're back at it.
Yeah, great to be back at it. Great to see those raucous gyms and raucous environments here in Lorain County once again as far as the local wrestling scene goes. So that'll do it for this 2021-2022 debut episode of the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show. Again, brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent. Tom, this has been a lot of fun. Boy, looking forward to another great season of doing this here with you.
Outstanding. Thanks for having me, Rocco.
You got it, Tom. You got it. So for Tom Evans, I'm Rocco Nushi saying thank you once again for tuning in to the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show on AM 930, 100.3 FM, and you can listen anytime online, of course, at WEOL.com. We will see you next time.